Some unemployed people in Argentina are resorting to a new type of crime. Thieves are taking commemorative bronze plaques from public parks and ripping aluminum siding off trains and then selling the contraband metals on the black market. Patricia Nazario reports from Buenos Aires.
Nighttime in Buenos Aires is when more are in the street asking for money.
Por favor, maestro, chume con una monedita, tachero.
Enrique Ocampo is asking this driver for some spare change. The 20-year-old has never held a full-time job. After Argentina's economy crashed nearly 2 years ago, he started earning money by gathering recyclable paper in a shopping cart and selling it. Ocampo says the $50 he makes monthly isn't enough, so he resorts to stealing. But I'm stealing from people who have too much money, he says. It's around midnight, and Ocampo and a few friends are begging as they wait at a railroad crossing in the center of town. Altogether, there's about 100 paper collectors waiting for the train to take them home. Ocampo smells like wine and marijuana and is wearing tattered jeans and a baggy T-shirt. He says he needs cash to buy diapers and milk for his toddler son and will steal anything from aluminum siding off trains to bronze ornaments to survive.
What do you want to know? Where I get the aluminum and bronze? From people's front doors. I use bowl cutters to loosen it. Then I hit it with something hard and then it falls. Like doorknob fall off front doors. Like that, I collect about 5-6 kilos of bronze a day.
Ornate doorknobs and fence trimmings are just one target. Thieves are also snatching miles of copper wiring off telephone poles, stealing license plates from cars, and lifting dozens of manhole covers from streets around Buenos Aires. On the black market, scrap metal pays as much as $2 a pound. That's enough to buy a meal. City officials say the crime wave is especially costly because robbers are cashing in the historic value of the city.
Aside from what the metal is worth, an additional value is the signature of the artist who created it.
Carlos Toto heads the agency that conserves public art. He says hundreds of bronze busts and commemorative plaques have been stolen from parks. That loss alone equals about $15,000. To try and conserve what's left, Toto says they're replacing bronze pieces with less expensive porcelain replicas.
So that more robberies are avoided, evidently. We're also dropping the industrial costs a little in recreating the works of art.
The New Majorities Study Center, a social and political think tank in Buenos Aires, says crime has more than doubled since Argentina's economy crashed in December 2001. Federal police don't yet have any figures on how much metal has been stolen in this new type of spree, but spokesman Daniel Rodriguez says dozens of additional officers are protecting key statues and monuments that remain.
Practicamente era innecesaria.
This was practically unnecessary before. Normally in this city, these types of crimes were basically unheard of.
Under new President Néstor Kirchner, the economy is steadily improving and inflation is down. Latest government numbers show more than 1 million people are back to work. Although critics charge that number may be inflated, no one debates that Argentina has a long way to go to recover from its economic doldrums. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Nazario in Buenos Aires.